With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist and short story writer Lee Smith was born in Grundy, Virginia, population 2000, where she was Miss Grundy High School, an honor that required certain responsibilities.
Well, I had a set of Samsonite luggage, which I won. And my obligations were to smile an awful lot and be sweet, which I was never so good at. It was hard.
Lee Smith, whose recent collection of short stories is called Me and My Baby View the Eclipse, has mined her childhood, for geographically isolated Grundy, Virginia was a place of stories.
I think there are very few places in the country where somebody can grow up and have a sense of an intact culture.
A place where Lee Smith knew almost everything about everybody.
Particularly if you're a kind of a storyteller, those details are absolutely important to you. And if you move around, if you live in different places, you don't know those things.
Although Smith admits that in a small town, there is often a lack of privacy, a lot of duty, and a share of guilt. Lee Smith published her first novel, The Last Day the Dog Bushes Bloomed, shortly after she graduated from college.
I don't think that novel would be published today as a first novel. I think it's much harder. This was published in 68, okay? So it's much, much harder today, I think, to publish a first novel that's a really quiet little novel.
Lee Smith's most recent novel is Fair and Tender Ladies, now out in paperback, and her well-crafted stories of vulnerable small-town people, Me and My Baby View the Eclipse, was recently published by Putnam. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The stories in Lee Smith's recent book, Me and My Baby View the Eclipse, are all set in her native South and deal with ordinary people whose lives are disrupted by such calamities as disease, death, betrayal, divorce. Broken marriages play a big role in almost all of Lee Smith's stories.
These have all been written over the last 6 or 7 years, and it just seemed to be a time when I was getting divorced and so was everybody else I knew. And so that's what's happening to a lot of people when they're in their 30s, right?
One of the best stories in the collection is about a little girl off to summer camp who appears to speak in tongues. Lee Smith admits that as a child, she was not unlike the girl in the story.
The kind of child that is dying to be seized by God or dying to be a saint or anything that would be sort of exciting.
Lee Smith says she has no trouble imagining the people who eventually populate her stories.
What I have trouble with is thinking of a plot.
Smith got the idea for her most recent novel, Fair and Tender Ladies, when she went to a garage sale run by two sisters who were selling off their late mother's possessions.
And one of the things they were selling was this big box of her letters, all the letters that she had received in her lifetime. And I said, well, did y'all read these letters? And they said, no, we don't want to read those letters. And I said, how much will you sell them to me for? And they said, $1.
Those letters became the foundation of the novel that traced 75 years in a woman's life.
In letters, I think we use them as a way to communicate, but also a way to document our lives.
Fair and Tender Ladies is now out in paperback, and Putnam published Lee Smith's new short story collection, Me and My Baby View the Eclipse. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I think those of us who write short stories probably finally do it because we just love it and we can't help doing it.
That's Lee Smith, whose 9th book is a short story collection, Me and My Baby View the Eclipse. Despite its limitations, Smith says in many ways she likes the short story more than the novel.
Just about all you can do is crack the door and peer in, really, with a story. And with a novel, of course, you can, open the door and walk in and close the door behind you and stay for a while.
But Smith says that as a writer, she's unlikely to abandon the novel.
The older I get, I find that the more interested I am in the long haul. I mean, the more interested I am in knowing what happened next and then how that affected the kids and this kind of thing.
As a longtime teacher, Lee Smith tries to explain the facts of life to would-be fiction writers.
I got in trouble once for telling a group at a writer's conference that if they could possibly stop, they should. because, I mean, it is. You're not going to make money. It is going to be disappointing.
But Smith says writers achieve a value in the craft that extends beyond the mere act of being published.
It's a tool of self-expression and self-understanding, and in that sense, publishing is kind of the least of it.
Lee Smith, author of Me and My Baby View the Eclipse, published by Putnam. Her novel, Fair and Tender Ladies, is now a Ballantine paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim.